Hi, everyone. It's Sheila Zielinski, and this is a call to action for all you prayer warriors and Christians out there. That's right. It's a clarion call to action in prayer. We've got so much going on, but also coterminous to all the insanity. You know, it really got me thinking, and actually it was Craig Sawyer that really kind of got me thinking about tactical warfare. Because Craig Sawyer is not just a formidable physical warrior, but the best in the world on tactical weapons. And as much as part of me, you know, wishes that these former Navy SEALs could just take this ilk out, just rid us of this excrement, God reminded me of something. Now, I'm no Navy SEAL, but if there was a SWAT team from heaven, I'd be on that special weapons and tactics unit, because where my expertise come in is as a prayer warrior. And I believe that prayer is the most powerful tool that we have. In the flesh, it's like, where's a massive stockpile of .338 Lapua Magnum semi-autos when you need them? But you know what? Our weapons, they're not carnal, but mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. And what does Ephesians 6 tell us? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, we know that wickedness is ubiquitous, don't we? As the author of Power Prayers, obviously, you know, I get many prayer and deliverance requests from believers all over the world who require help with a variety of afflictions. And I don't think there's ever been a time in history where there is such a call for action. The power of prayer, it's astonishing. The power of the living God is activated when we pray, especially when it's combined with regular fasting, which, of course, is really vitally important together. But listen, prayer is one of our biggest weapons against the enemy and the demonic hosts of hell. And so I'm asking everyone to stand with me in this prayer. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So I'm asking everyone to stand in agreement as I pray this. Father God, we thank you for giving us authority and power over all the power of the enemy. And we exercise that power now. We bind, rebuke, and render Satan and his entire kingdom of darkness powerless. We bind all spirits of division and discord that we see going on, Father. We bind and break the raging spirit of racism and divide and conquer. We come against all spirits of communism, fascism, liberalism, and progressivism that are actually antichrist spirits. We bind those lying spirits, believing a lie, the strong delusion. We bind and break all spirits of war, nuclear war, civil war, race war. In Jesus' name, we bind and break the power of the spirit of death and destruction, murder, assassination, disruption, clamorous protest, violence, discord, foreign and domestic. We bind and break the power of the spirit of the witch, the wizard, the warlock, the witch doctor, the high priest. And we bind, cast down, nullify, and bring to naught every single evil person working for the enemy, including all these pedophiles, these networks, ISIS, George Soros, Obama, Clinton's, Antifa, BLM groups, all these deep state subversives. We speak upon them spiritual deafness, dumbness, blindness, incapacitation, and paralysis. We give charge to your mighty, powerful warring angels, God, to discover and expose every secretly devised plan and plot and shut them down supernaturally. Right now, Father, we pray for Donald Trump and the White House, his family, his staff, and every good God-fearing police officer. And we pray tonight for all the veterans and their families. Tonight, we ask you to stand the angels around them shoulder to shoulder so no evil would penetrate. Father, we ask that you would give Trump divine revelation and discernment and order his steps. We cover him and we cover your people, Lord, tonight with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to remove those pretending to be with Trump, but are in reality actually wolves in sheep's clothing. And even as Paul declared blindness upon the agents of darkness, we see it there in Acts 13:6-11. We declare blindness upon all those that are taking part in evil plots against our country and Donald Trump. We ask that they would grope about as one in the darkness so their plans cannot and will not be carried out. We thank you that all their evil deeds right now are being arrested in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that every curse from the kingdom of darkness will fall upon those sending it, and it'll backfire and instead will become a blessing upon President Trump. We loose upon Trump the spirit of peace, wisdom, power, and might. to carry out your plans and purposes. And tonight, Father, we loose the battle plans of heaven. We prophesy and decree and declare that it will be reported, even by the fake news, that President Trump is an unstoppable force. And we know it because you've ordained him and you've anointed him, Father, for such a time as this. We thank you, Jesus, that what door you've opened, no man can shut. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me, all prayer warriors. We need to be praying this. And please, if you want to join me in a fast starting Monday, August 21st, I'm going to be fasting all week, and I'm asking prayer warriors to step up and fast with me for what's going on in our country. Prayer changes things, folks. Prayer is where it's at. And I always say, when life gets too hard to stand, kneel. I've also got this prayer linked on my website at weekendvigilante.com and my book website, powerprayers.ca. Thank you so much. God bless.